Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Coco Express Show Network, and tonight we have a special episode of Real Estate Straight Talk. Real Estate Straight Talk is usually on the second Saturday of the month. However, they're going to be changing their time, and they're going to be the last Wednesday of the month, every month. So you'll be able to find them there at that time at 8 p.m. So please bear in mind the time change, and we'll keep you posted with the email blast that we send out, and you can also find the information on the webpage and the new webpage, which is going to be going up in October, and also on the Facebook page that we have available. I also want to speak to you a couple of minutes about some activities that are going on, and then we're going to go straight into Real Estate Straight Talk. There is an event coming up soon, and it is called Praise is the Cure, and it's in Philadelphia. And if you know anyone that needs free mammograms, they are offering it at this particular event. I will post the information on my Facebook page for the Coco Express, and you will be able to get the information. So if you know any women that need to get free mammograms, this is an opportunity for them to go and get this done. So with all that said and done, I am now going to transition over to Real Estate Straight Talk with Sharon Homer and her special, special, special guest.
Welcome to Real Estate Straight Talk with industry professional Sharon Homer, breaking it down and giving you the inside track on the real estate front so that you too can achieve the new American dream.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Sharon Homer. Good to be back this month. And I have Joe Bellardo, and we have a special guest with us this evening, which is Jarrett Roberts with Annie Mack Home Mortgage on the line. And today, on today's show, we will actually be discussing the changes in today's market and just introduce to some and kind of go over and review with others 203K financing, which is a different type of FHA mortgage that is offered to buyers in the market. And we actually have Jarrett with us that will go over just some of the guidelines to the underwriting of a 203K mortgage. Do we actually have Jarrett on the line?
Yes. Good evening. Pleasure to be here.
Hi. Good evening, Jarrett. If you can just introduce yourself to our listeners as to what company you work with, and some of your experience in the home mortgage business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, pleasure to be here. My name is Jarrett Roberts. I work with Annie Mack Home Mortgage. We're based out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, but we're actually licensed up and down the East Coast and into Pennsylvania, some other states in the Midwest as well. My personal experience, I've been in the lending industry for over 11 years. I've worked at some of the bigger banks, and I've worked at some what you would call mom-and-pop little broker shops. And recently, within the last 2 years, I've hooked up with Annie Mack Home Mortgage, and it's an excellent company. One of the things that we pride ourselves on besides customer service is that we're ahead of the curve. We've built a platform on the purchase aspect of real estate prior to the refinance boom sort of fizzling out. So the 203K loan is something that we're going to discuss tonight, and that's something else that we have our own 203K lending division, which is something that we're very proud of, where we just focus just that loan. So it's really something excellent that we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay. Well, we're all very excited about it. Before we dive into it, do we have Joe on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
So, yeah, actually, Jared, the 203K is actually very it's a very interesting purchasing tool for some of the buyers in today's market. And I know a lot of I know me personally, I actually come across some buyers who see a lot of houses, and I know a lot of the listeners probably even see it on the HDTVs. You walk through houses that you see that needs a lot of work, but a lot of buyers actually like a lot of the bones of the house, but don't actually know where they can find the money to actually get the funds to make those repairs in those particular types of homes. And I always look at the 203K loan as a really good option for those types of buyers. What is your take on that?
Well, you're exactly right when it comes to the 203K loan being an excellent tool to help some borrowers get into homes, and not just get into the homes, but as Joe Bilardo and I were discussing earlier, it helps them get into the homes with equity. Just to give you a overview of how it works, if you find a borrower or a customer that you're working with, someone that is looking to buy a home, and they may find a home, it might be an area that they are comfortable living in, it works for them, and they see a home that just needs some repair, well, we'll say back in the day, it used to be that you had to either have the money for the repair up front and buy the house and then repair it once you bought the house, or you're basically just going to have to live in that house until you can save up the money to repair the house and kind of repair as you go. But with the 203K loan, as it exists now through FHA, you can actually, by still only putting 3.5% down as a down payment, you can find a home that, like you said, the people like the bones of the house. They like where it is, but it needs some repair. And you include in the loan amount to purchase the home, you include in that the cost of the repair. Now, you may ask, well, how do I know how much the repair is going to cost? Well, through the 203K process, you actually are going to be working with an inspector that's going to tell you what kind of needs to be done, and then you're going to be working with an appraiser who's going to find out the value of the property beforehand and with the repairs that the inspector is suggesting and the repairs that you want made to the house, what the after-repaired value will be. Now, that the after-repaired value is key because once you figure out the loan amount and the cost of the repair, the after-repaired value is going to be what your home is actually going to be worth once the loan and the repair is done. That is where you see people actually getting the opportunity to build equity into their home while they're building the home the way they want to build it.
Okay. Well, when you're walking to those types of homes and you see to some which may look as though it's an extensive amount of work and others it may look like it's a small amount of work, how do you know you're looking at a home that will qualify for a 203K? Like, is there a particular minimum amount of a minimum dollar amount that goes into qualifying for or a home qualifying for a 203K loan? Or like, how do you know that you're in a home that may potentially fit that qualification for 203K?
Well, one thing that I would always suggest to anyone that's interested in purchasing a home would be that they talk to a lender, specifically Annie Mac Home Mortgage, to find out what they actually are qualified for or what they would be approved for. Now, the difference between the qualification and approval is that a qualification is when you call a bank or a lender and you say, I make this much money, this is what I have on my taxes, and I have this much in the bank. They say, okay, you're qualified for this amount. We pre-approve, meaning that we get the documentation from you so that we both know the actual numbers. Once you have that pre-approval, that's a vote of confidence that you have because you know that what you can afford and you're comfortable with that payment. So first, being pre-approved is a major key when in this market because, you know, there are a lot of buyers, and you want to make sure that you're serious when you're going into the home. Now, as it relates to the 203K loan, when you find that home, I would suggest, again, calling the lender, letting them know, and we can actually do some research on our end to determine if that home or how much that home is valued at the present time, and then we can also help you estimate what some of those repairs may be. But as I said, when you're working with a diligent real estate agent, there are certain connections that we have that allow us to kind of help each individual customer figure out what's best for them.
Okay, so it's pretty much a two-step process. So typically when it's getting pre-approved. It's not necessarily I want to get pre-approved for a 2-3K loan. It's pretty much getting the pre-approval to be able to even afford or to be approved for a mortgage first. And then, you know, as you're looking for a home, if that is a home that you think that, you know, you're interested in, that however may need some work, you can then go back to your lender and then ask your lender, give the lender the specs of the home and, as you say, that the address, so you can do some additional research. And then that second step is to see whether that home will qualify or can qualify for a 203K. So it's not like that's your first step is 203K. It's just getting pre-approved for mortgage first and then seeing, going back to your lender to ask if that home will qualify. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the way that we like to do things, and that's the way that we find works best for the customer. When you pre-approve, okay, when you're pre-approved up front and you know that amount, as I said before, that you can buy, you know your purchasing power, you also are then confident in your payment. So if you were to find a house that is $120,000 that may need $40,000 worth of work, if you know up front that you can afford the $180,000 mortgage or so, then you're pretty confident that you know that with the repair, you're already okay, you're within your comfort zone. But we'd also like to just discuss the numbers with you because there may be something that we can do better or another way to handle it. And we never just want to leave the customer out there hanging. We want to make sure that, you know, they know what's out there for them and that we take advantage of the best opportunity to help them do whatever their goal is.
Okay, and I have another question. And before I keep going, Joe, do you have any questions that you kind of want to throw in there that may be beneficial to some of the listeners?
Not so much a question, but I just wanted to give a perspective. You know, as you know, we've been talking a lot about investing, you know, on the show. And with the market the way it is now, where there's so many houses that are in foreclosure, so many short sales, you know, and we've been talking about, well, when is a good time to invest? When, you know, how do we get into investing? You know, this loan allows you, even on the purchase of a home for you to live in, become an investor. Because I was just sharing with Jared, not too long ago, I was with buyers looking at a home. And we looked at a house that was for sale. It was listed at 130. And I did research on that property, and I found out that the person who was selling it bought it as a foreclosure, and they got it for $65,000. Well, they put work into it, and now it's listed at 130. Well, imagine if you, the buyer, if you were that buyer to get it at 65, and say it needed $30,000 of work to get it to the condition it was in currently. That's a $95,000 loan rather than a $130,000 loan.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Your home appraises at 130.
Right, and so now you're instantly an investor. Not only did you pay $95,000 for a house that's worth 130, but your mortgage, first of all, your monthly mortgage payment is a $95,000 loan. But in addition, you're walking into that much equity. Jared and I were just discussing it. So, you know what? You're an investor now because guess what you can do? You can take out a home equity line of credit and go get another house, you know? So that's why I wanted to talk about this topic, because anyone who's in a position to buy a house right now is in a position to be an investor if they think like one when they're making that purchase.
Which goes back to the conversations that we had had in the very beginning of Real Estate Straight Talk in different ways of becoming an investor. Now, I don't want to get the listeners, I don't want anyone to be misconstrued. What Joe was explaining is that whenever you are in a position to purchase, you should always have your mind set as though you're investing in real estate, because you are investing in real estate, whether you're buying as an owner-occupant or buying in the mindset to rent or flip a home, because the 203K financing is strictly for owner-occupants, correct?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
But however, as Joe and Jared was explaining, that it is, although it's for owner-occupants, you can, now, Jared, what are the time frames that you have to reside in the property before you even can sell the property? I'm sure there are restrictions and guidelines on that.
There are a few, but they're not very strict. The rule is that when you do a 203K loan, you must occupy the property as a primary residence for 1 year. And you must have the 203K. If you do a 203K refinance, or excuse me, purchase, then you must keep that loan for 6 months. So what Mr. Bilardo is talking about with everyone thinking as an investor is absolutely the right way to go. If you're a young college graduate and right now, as the market is dictating, you're either usually staying with your parents or you're paying a lot of money to someone else to help them become more of an investor. But if you can find a way to purchase a home or save just a little bit of money or use one of the programs that's available in Wilmington or from the state of Delaware or Newcastle County, then you'd be able to get that down payment assistance and get into a home, live in that home for 1 year if you'd like, and then you can make it become an investment property. There's a lot of multi-unit homes in the area where you can actually rent out one of the units, and you can live in the other unit and have them pay your mortgage. And it's just another way for people to become investors. You must think like an investor in this market, because this market is actually a perfect storm. This market is the place, the time to get in and buy something and then, you know, pay that mortgage down and get into something else. And it, you can either hold and rent it out because, as we know, the rents are high, or you can resell because there's a lot of buyers out. So you can resell. You've had that equity through the 203K program. You make a profit and you move into something a little bit larger. I will say, though, what makes the most sense is to not go out there and buy the biggest property you see the first time. What lenders look at, and you probably won't find this on the internet, but what we look at is, does this loan make sense? If you're 20 years old and you're buying a 3,000 square foot property, and then you're doing it as a primary residence, and then the next property you buy is 1,500 square feet, then we're saying, why did you buy the first one and why are you downsizing? Now, if you're keeping the other rental property, that may work, that may not. But what you want to do is you want to buy a smaller house, and then you want to make that your rental, and then keep increasing in size. That's also a way to make sure that you're always able to make payments and you don't overextend yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. Both you and Joe had described, as far as an investment standpoint, you know, as I stated, we have been talking about this from the very beginning of the show, whether it's a single-unit home, single-family home, or a multi-unit home. When you look at it from that perspective, even knowing that it takes, you have to reside in the property for at least 1 year and hold a mortgage for 6 months, I think that's a great way to look at it, because typically when you get even a hard money loan or an investment loan, most investors, it takes about that long to fix up. And with a 203K loan, does it work to the point where the work is done prior to you moving in? Is that correct? Or
That's a great question. Yes, the work is done prior to you moving in, and one of the other benefits of the 203K loan is that you can include up to, at this point, we say 4 months of mortgage payments. So the loan only takes about 45 days to close. From you writing the contract on the house to when you've signed the final closing document, it takes us about 45 days to get that done. Now, if the work is going to take longer than that, then you can include into your mortgage payments that you signed for 4 months of payments that you're not making on that house because it's included in the mortgage. Then you move in, and then you have your first payment due. So there are so many advantages and benefits to this program, and I really want to just make sure that if I can influence anyone to get into the market or really get those wheels turning and making a step forward into becoming a homeowner, please do that. Please do that. Mm-hmm. Please give it serious consideration. Now is the time.
And before I ask my next question, Joe, was there anything, any other thoughts or concerns or questions that you wanted to add?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it at this point.
Okay. Now, my next question that I had was, once you get one 203K loan, can you purchase your next property with a 203K loan, or is it just a one-and-done deal?
Now, you can purchase another property using a 203K loan, but when you say your next property, I have to be careful there, because you would have to refinance out of that 203K loan before purchasing another property. to make that your primary residence. You'd want the other loan to be your investment property, the other home, if you're going to keep it and handle it that way. But you can use a 203K loan and then use another 203K loan. The period in between has to be 3 years, though, between your first one and your second one. However, if you move your first property and you keep it, if you move that to a investment property loan, then you're actually in good shape there. And we actually recommend getting out of that 203K loan because it has mortgage insurance, which is still a very great loan as we're talking about, but it has mortgage insurance, and once you have over 20% equity in the property, there's no need to pay that. So usually when you close on the home, you're right near the 20% equity mark, and after 6 months or a year of payments, we suggest refinancing out of that loan into a conforming loan that has about the same rate, but there's no mortgage insurance, so you're saving money there. You still have the equity in the property, and you know, you're on your way to investing in future homes.
Okay. Okay, well, that works. Now, and this question you probably already answered, and probably even within your last spiel, but now the 203K loan, you recommend refinancing after 6 months. Does it, since you recommend it refinancing after 6 months, is it when you go into it, is it fixed? Or does it work as an ARM? Like, how does it actually work? Is it a fixed rate?
Oh, absolutely. The 203K loans are a 30-year fixed rate. There's no adjustable rate. It's a 30-year fixed rate, so it offers you that stability of knowing what the payment's going to be each month. And it's not a general rule that you refinance after 6 months, but in this market that we've seen recently, the values have gone up. And since you know what the after-repaired value is going to be going into the loan, then you know, you can kind of figure out about how long it's going to take you to pay that equity down to that 20% mark. So it really sometimes is a way for people to really start thinking like investors, because they can actually save the money or get the money from elsewhere and pay into that mortgage so that they can get it below the 80%, because they realize short-term and long-term they're going to be saving on their monthly payments.
Okay. Now, and this is just to wrap it up because we have about 5 minutes left. Are there any guidelines, or if you can provide the information to where some of our listeners can get maybe a list or a printout or something in writing of the guidelines of a 203K loan, everything we discussed over the phone, in addition to maybe some additional information, whether there are some limitations, or is there anything that is out there or that your company has made up with that information that they can find online, or can they contact you directly for that information?
Absolutely. I'd like to give you a few different ways to contact my company and myself. First of all, my direct office line is 410-441-2028. Again, Jarrett Roberts at Annie Mac Home Mortgage, and it's 410-441-2028. Now, we do have a very comprehensive website which has all the information that you just asked about, and that is annie-mac.com. That's annie-mac.com. And actually, if you put a J. Roberts in front of that, jroberts@anniemac.com, that is my email address, and feel free if you don't want to go on the website to just reach out to me if you'd like, and I'll make sure that we can discuss all the things that are pertinent to your situation. And you know, each situation is different, so I don't want people to be afraid. I think fear is what paralyzes a lot of people, and you know, we'll just actually have a conversation. I'm not the big bad bank. I'm not you know, anything that's, you know, going to be very oppressive to you or make you feel like you don't have money. That's not what I'm about, and that's not what our company is about. We have, you know, it's real people, real stories, real solutions, and we want to help solve whatever your issue is or help you to become that next step in that investment strategy that you have.
Okay, awesome. Well, Jarrett, we thank you so much for that information. And, you know, he's right. He's not the big bad bank that is out to get you. He is actually a tangible person that is in position to assist. So if any of our listeners are in the Newcastle County area, please reach out to him. He's willing to set up and schedule a meeting with you, be it phone or in person. Also, Joe and I, Jared is actually one of the associates that works with Joe and I, and we, as we always state, have a networking opportunity at the end of every month, the last Thursday of every month, which is at Celebrations on Market, and that is actually located at 340 South Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware, 19801, and it's typically anywhere, it's the time is typically between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., and again, that's Celebrations on Market, which is the last Thursday of every month, which I believe this month is actually next Thursday, which is the 26th, and again, it's 340 South Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware, 19801, hoping that Jart will be able to join us there, and again, if you're a listener and you're anywhere in the Newcastle County or the Wilmington area, we will actually be hosting a networking event, and Joe and I will be there, of course, ready for any questions that anyone has, and hopefully Jart will be able to join us as well, and we'll be open to answer any questions. Yes, Jart will be there as well, ready and willing to answer any questions you have, and again, please utilize his telephone number and email address to contact him as well regarding investing using the 203 K option. Joe, did you have any additional information that you wanted to share?
I just want to say that, you know, because, again, bringing it back to what we've been talking about throughout the show over these months, you know, the question's been asked, well, when do you get in? When's a good time? This is the best time ever, you know, because of the market, because of the prices being where they are, not just with the low prices on the foreclosures, but also at the other end of the spectrum, the houses that are in good condition where they're actually doing pretty well. There's a lot of buyers looking, but yet there's also, if you're willing to do this type of loan program, there's properties that people are overlooking that are available. So I would just say to everyone, don't worry about, you know, where you are. Just call, you know, call someone like Jared, myself, Sharon, and say, hey, here's where I am right now. This is where I'm at. This is what I have. And let us work with you and see what you can do. I'm working with investors right now buying houses for less than $10,000. So the spectrum is there up and down, and there's so many opportunities. So I just want people to just get in or at least find out where you are rather than sit around wondering.
Mm-hmm. I'm listing properties for, you know, a quarter, $25,000 less. So, you know, definitely give us a call. And, again, remember to we are always in contact with some of our previous guests we've had on the show, and you also see some of those faces at the networking opportunities as well. So definitely get out and get involved because, as Joe and Jared both stated, now is definitely the best market to get in and to get your feet wet and just to get into the game. So you can reach me, Sharon Homer. My email address is Sharon, Sharon, at HREAssociates.com. My telephone is 3-540-9626. And, Joe, if you can provide your information and close out the show.
Okay. You can reach me at averagejoe720@msn.com. You can reach me by phone at 302-438-5453. Or you can catch me on Facebook. Just go Joe Bilardo, look me up. Or you can come to Celebrations on Market. I'm there the last Thursday of every month. So feel free to just come and talk. Talk is free. So don't feel like if you contact me that I'm trying to lock you into a deal or I'm trying to sell you something. I love real estate with a passion, and I'm always willing to at least talk, if anything. So come out, reach out to us.
All right. Well, thank you all so much again, and we appreciate your time that you're taking out of your evening to gain some additional knowledge in investing in the real estate market, and definitely tuning in to Real Estate Straight Talk with Sharon Homer, Joe Bilardo, and tonight, Jared Roberts. Have a great evening.
Okay, everyone, I want to thank Sharon Homer. That was Real Estate Straight Talk, and they gave you all the information you need. So now it's time to get on board and just take advantage of every opportunity available to you. And they have given you the tools and the keys necessary for you to be able to open that door and unlock it and get yourself involved in real estate if that is your desire at this particular point in time. In addition to that, we will be back again with you on Saturday with Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success, and we'll have more information for you at that time. I would like to thank our guest, Jarrett Roberts, for joining us and providing such a wealth of information and knowledge to us, and perhaps we will be able to utilize his services that he's providing to us to assist us in doing what we need to do. And I would also like to always, once again, thank Sharon Holm and Joe Bilardo for their dedication and commitment to being on the show with us. To all my listeners, thank you for your continued support. Have a wonderful evening and be well. Thank you.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.